with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House considers the Senate passed GOP tax and spending cuts bill with the goal of getting it to President Trump's desk by July 4th.
Members from both sides of the aisle came to the House floor to debate the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill the GOP hopes to send to the White House by Friday. Democrats came intending to stall debate along procedural lines and eventually have the bill thrown out on a technicality. Rules Committee member Jim McGovern tried to talk colleagues out of voting for the measure.
A vote for this bill is a vote for cruelty. It's a vote for fiscal irresponsibility.
Rules Committee Chair Virginia Fox says now it's time to vote.
President Trump has his pen in hand and is waiting for the House to complete its work.
Bernie Bennett at the Capitol.
Iran cut ties with the UN's nuclear watchdog agency in reaction to the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks which destroyed its nuclear facilities. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's president has ordered the country to suspend its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, likely further limiting inspectors' ability to track Tehran's program that's been enriching uranium to near weapons-grade levels. The order by President Masoud Pezeshkian did not include timetables or details about what that suspension would entail. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi signaled in a CBS News interview that Tehran still would be willing to continue negotiations with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers are searching for 43 people missing in rough seas overnight after a ferry carrying 65 people sank near Indonesia's resort island of Bali. The ferry sank almost half an hour after leaving East Java's Ketapang port late Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 10 points, the NASDAQ rose 190. This is SRN News. Parents in Canada are outraged about a gay pride event. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
It happened last month at Departure Bay Park on Vancouver Island. A booth set up by an LGBT organization at the school-sanctioned children's event was handing out cards that explained how to use various different recreational drugs, including LSD and ketamine. The booth run by the group AIDS Vancouver Island later said the cards were only intended for, quote, older children. The event was sponsored by a local school's Gay Straight Alliance Club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this week. That means transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality and removes the ability to change the sex designation on their birth certificate. SRN News. There are more layoffs at Microsoft.
Microsoft says that its latest layoffs could cut close to 4% of that workforce, or about 9,000 people. In May, Microsoft began laying off about 6,000 workers, or nearly 3% of its global workforce, as the company spent heavily on artificial intelligence. Microsoft says that the new rounds of cuts will affect multiple teams around the world, including its sales division and its Xbox video game business. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A top official at the Food and Drug Administration recently overruled government scientists on the availability of two COVID-19 vaccines. Newly released documents show the FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Vinay Prasad, intervened to restrict approval of two new shots from vaccine makers Novavax and Moderna. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.